Welcome to Abule Express Telegram. Lots of news coming out today. Where do we even begin?
Well, the situation in Gaza is certainly top of mind. The IDF expanding ground operations into Deraj Tufa, deep within Gaza City, is a significant development.
Absolutely. And the Hamas release of that video with hostage Aidan Alexander, pure psychological warfare, just heartbreaking.
It is. And speaking of warfare, those reported U.S. airstrikes on Houthi targets in Yemen are another layer to this complex situation.
30 strikes? That's a serious escalation, especially with those rumors of a B-2 stealth bomber being involved.
Rumors, yes, but telling nonetheless. And then you have the Houthis claiming responsibility for those drone launches towards Israel.
One intercepted by the IDF, another possibly downed in Jordan. It's like a tinderbox out there.
It really is. Shifting gears slightly, did you see the White House's post about the Mahmoud Khalil deportation ruling?
I did. Big win for them. They're really making an example of him.
Definitely seems that way. And they're not being subtle about it either, putting it right up there with their weekly victories alongside tariffs on China and a meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister.
It's quite the list, isn't it? Almost feels like a different era of political communication.
Speaking of different eras, those Hezbollah supporters burning the New Era in Lebanon billboards, talk about a strong reaction.
Ironic, considering Hezbollah apparently handing over some of their outposts to the Lebanese army. Mixed messages, much?
Definitely a lot to unpack there. And on the topic of mixed messages, what about Macron tweeting yes to a Palestinian state in Hebrew?
Bold move, considering the current political climate in Israel. I mean, someone clearly fluent in Hebrew wrote that tweet for him.
Exactly. And then you have the Rafah municipality condemning Katz's statement about annexing land for a security buffer makes their position rather complicated.
Complicated is an understatement. Almost as complicated as the U.S.-Iran nuclear talks restarting in Oman, with the Omani foreign minister shuttling between separate rooms. Baby steps, I guess. At least they agreed to continue talking.
That's something, I suppose. Though the rumors about Yahya Sinwar's brother being killed, that's a whole other level of intrigue.
Unverified, but the amount of chatter online is definitely noteworthy. Keeps things interesting, to say the least.
Interesting indeed. A real whirlwind of news today.
Well, that's a Abule Express Telegram for you. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and have a great evening.
Bye-bye.